be dispensed with and the sergeant-at-arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Senator Jungbauer.
Uh-oh, I already hear the oh. You know the routine, Senator Jungbauer prays. We all have to work with me here. We have to hug because, you know, when a day is going bad, if you have a hug, the day is going to go good. So I see a lot of people are lucky enough to have nobody within close...
I have no choice.
Close proximity. So. Oh, look, he has no choice.
Come on.
I just want us all to get along. All right.
Nobody will hug Limmer.
Thank you, members, for indulging me. Yes. All right, that's enough hugging. Now, you think about, members, as I've been here 7 years now, you do think about what kind of things make a difference in other people's lives as you're elected to this higher calling in office. And I guess I thought I'd rather be known as the mad hugger pastor than the mad pastor or just somebody that preaches at people. So that's my impetus for that. So let us pray. Father God, we pray your blessings on this place, both for senators and staff. We ask you to bless us with patience in abundance, thoughtfulness above self-interest, hearing thoroughly before speaking. Give us discernment beyond our own comprehension. Let us build up and edify instead of breaking down and destroying. Let us focus on the people of Minnesota, those hurting and jobless, those disabled and infirmed, those that trust us with the enormous decisions that we make on a daily basis, and this year especially on the state budget. Help us to utilize all the tools you've given us. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Senator.
Good job.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Kielash, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, and Wieger.
Quorum is present. Next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are three printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. I have some authors' motions from the floor. Senator Vickerman, did you have a motion to be made?
Mr. President, I move that Senate File Number 648 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Mr. President, it's my bill, and it has to do with nursing home rates.
On the Vickerman motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Berglund is... Senator Prettner Solon. Senator Prettner Solon.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 890 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And both of the chairs are aware of this. It is my bill.
Okay, on the motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next one is also Senate. Next two are Senator Berglund's. Somebody could might try to find her. Senator Cohn. I think he's excused today. Senator Betzel for Senator Metzen.
Mr. President, on your behalf, I move that Senate File 1494 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. I'm told that this is a bill dealing with radiology. I'm told that this that the Health Committee does not need to see it. I am told that the author may or may not have talked to the committee chairs.
Okay. On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Laurie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1525 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. This is a DHS data practices bill that health does not need to see. I have talked with the committee chairs.
On the Laurie motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Berglund, do you have a... Looks like three motions today. Senator Berglund.
I move that Senate File 1404 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Okay, this is your bill. And
yes, it is.
On the motion, is this on Senate File 825? This is on 1404. Okay, on that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Berglund.
I move that Senate File 825 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Okay.
This is my bill, and okay. It deals with
On that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Berglund.
I move that Senate File 1333 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Again, this is a fiscal savings bill.
Okay, on that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Resolution on today's agenda, without objection, will be sent to the Rules Committee. There's a motion to be read. Senator Rest, do you have your motion? Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File number 746 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance, given a second reading and placed on general orders. Mr. President and members, this is the Department of Transportation's housekeeping bill. The one fiscal element in it was removed in the committee. It has no fiscal impact, and so the Finance Committee suggested that it just be passed on to the floor.
Okay, on the Senator Rest motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator, Secretary will give the bill second reading.
Senate File 746.
Second reading. Now what, right to the... And then the next order of business will be the calendar for the day. There's three bills on the calendar. There will be votes taken on the calendar. Does she have to do anything? The first bill on the Senate calendar, be number one on the Senate calendar, House File 392. This is a Senator Bach bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 392, a bill for an act relating to taxation, providing a federal update, modifying computation of net income and payment of corporate franchise tax refunds, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 52 ayes, 9 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The second bill on the calendar will be House File 56. This is a Senator Fischbach's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 56, a bill for an act relating to capital investment, correcting the grantee for a parks appropriation.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed, its title agreed to. The last bill on the calendar is number 3, Senate File 470. This is Senator Jungbauer's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 740, a bill for an act relating to highways authorizing use by the County of Anoka of a design-build process to award contract for construction of intersection of U.S. Highway 10 and County State A Highway 83.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 52 ayes, 6 nays, the bill is passed, its title agreed to. The next order of business without objection will be Senate bill introductions. They are printed on today's agenda. There are two changes. Senate File 1624 will go to the Environment and Natural Resources. And on page 6, Senate File 1639 will be referred to the Health, Housing, and Family Security Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. We're into announcements of Senate interests. announcements of Senate. Without objection, Senator Pappas, Senator Cohn, Senator Latz, Senator Pogemiller, Senator Day, and Senator Michelle will be excused from today's session all day. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn until Thursday, March 19th at 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying before that, Senator Marty, did you have an announcement?
Mr. President, the Health, Housing, and Family Security meeting will begin at 12 o'clock today instead of 12:30. So I'd urge members to get there at 12 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay, Senator Clark renews her motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.